Vayter in Shas, we are in Zvachim Daf Tzadi Gimel, picking up on the top of the page. You have the following kashe. Nitas al beged tamim out. What happens if the dam of the chatos that spritzes onto clothing that's tamei, for the blood now becomes tamei when it touches this garment? What's going to be the din? Does it need to be laundered? Rashi says, "What's the tzai studim?" What are the two studim over here? Number one, maybe we say that it's considered a case of a beged that's considered stained with blood that's no good, which does have to be cleansed. Or maybe since the dam was good at the moment to touch the beged now needs to be laundered. Because we could say that the chiyuv and the of laundering and the psul happened at the same time. Oh, good question. Amar Rav Huna, Berid of Yeshua. From the fact that he's asking this question, we can learn from here that according to him, that even if a chatas had a time when it was good, right, when the blood was ready to be spritz, and then it became no good, the beggar that got spritzed by its dam does not need to be laundered. Do you want to say that this din, that the blood, the invalidated blood is not going to cause to be laundered only when that is what happened one after the other, right? When the invalidation of the blood and its contact with the garment is one after the other, but happened at the same time, then no, we say it does have to be laundered. Maybe there's no difference between the two. This is a machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan. This is a machlokas. Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan. According to the understanding of Rabba, and like Abaye explains, the time really to the Baisa, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Mechata Shenitmu Mitairin. If you have Mechata, so that's talking about the water which is used for the Paraduma, that becomes Tame. Mitairin, they can still Mitair. Shari Nida Mazanale, because we sprinkle this water on a Nida, who became Tame Mace, and she becomes pure from that Tame. Rabbi says, Rabbi Elazar Kishita, Rabbi Akiva Rabba Amra. Rabbi Elazar said it in reference to Rabbi Akiva, his Rebbe. That's who he said in front of him. The Amr, Ha'avaras Kli Al Gabi Makam Tame Kimunach Tame. He says that if there's a Ha'avaras Kli, a passing of a Kli that has the waters over a place that is Tame, it's as if the Kli is at rest below and the waters inside become Tame. And where is Rabbi Akiva? Where do we see this? This time we learned in the Mishnah in Para, Haya Omid Chutzla Tanor. If a person was standing on the outer side of a tanor of an oven, Visheretz Kitanor, and the Batanor, and the Sheretz is in the oven, Voshita L'chalon, the person stretches his hand out into the window that's above the oven, V'natalasa Lugin, and he took the Lugin, the jar of the water from the window, and he, when he brings up, hurts himself, he passes over the opening of the oven, Rabbi Akiva time is going to tame the waters. Chom retire the mitar. Bahak pli, and this is what they're arguing. The Rabbi Akiva savar kimunach, Rabbi Akiva holds. It's like it's munach, it's like it's resting. Rabbanan's every low kimunach, that it's alak, it's resting. Vitema v'esve abaye, and abaye came and asked the kashe. Abaye challenges this by Rabba for the following braisa. Mot Rabbi Akiva, though he rules in the Mishnah at the waters of the Kli being passed over the oven, Tamei Rabbi Akiva's maskim behazah she'avira Kli cheres Tamei. In the case of sprinkling of the waters that one caused to pass over a Kli cheres that is Tamei, al gabi mishkav moshev Tamei, or over a couch or a seat that's Tamei, shita, or that the sprinkling is still going to be tahor. Right? Although in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva disagrees with the Chachamim, holds that a jar of Mechatas passed over Tamei Oven becomes Tamei. He agrees with the Chachamim that Mechatas that's sprinkled over a Tamei Oven do not become Tamei. Shein lecha davar shemitamei lemaila kilamata ela kezayis menemeis. You don't have something that's going to be mitamei in the air above as if it was below, like touching it, except for a kizayis ben ames ushar kol ma'alilin, and all the things that are going to be metame tumas ohel, and las le isuye even amenugas, including a stone that has tzaras on it. Okay, so what do we see from this bray? Said that even Rabbi Kiva is going to ask him that the sprinkled purification waters that go over this tamei object do not become tamei from it. Really, it says Abai that we have to say that everyone, both the Chacham and the Kiva, agree that the jar of this water is passing over is not like it's going to just resting there. And this is what they're actually arguing over. The Rabbi Akiva Savar, Rabbi Kiva holds. The Rabbi Akiva Savar Gazrin on Shema Yenuach. He says that we're making Gezera, that maybe it's going to come to rest in the oven. Rabban has every look at Gezera and that goes there. And what the Rabbi Akiva Bahazah, but he's masking the idea of the sprinkling that passes over the source of Tumah, that we don't make such a thing this Gezera. Kiva Danafik Nafik, because once it left his hand, therefore it's left his hand entirely, it's out of his control. It's not going to be putting get that enough. Rabbi Lazar's Rabban and Michael, forget what are they arguing? Amar Abaye, Bidanin Tumah Kiduma. They argue about whether or not we can learn out the law of a case of pre-existing tumah from that of the law of the law in the case of tumah that happens at that moment. My sovereign Danin, once Rabbi Elazar says we can learn one out from the other. My sovereign Danin says no, we don't learn out one from the other case like that. Rava Amar, no, the Kuliyama ain't Danin. Even Rabbi Elazar says that we don't don such a thing. Even he says that we can't learn out the din in the law in the case of a pre-existing tumah from the law in the case of tumah that happens at that moment. Here, this is what they're arguing over. The Rabbi Elazar Savar Hazah Tzricha Shiur. Elazar holds that the sprinkling needs a certain minimum amount. Right? There's a certain amount of mechatas that must fall on the tummy person or object in order to tire them. It's not enough that just a small amount falls. And with starfin lazos, and we combine different types of sprinklings to get to that amount, doesn't need a particular share, even a tiny amount is going to be good enough. Zog the next part of the Mishnah, chatas pesula. In the case of a chatas, is pasul. And then the blood gets on the garment. It doesn't need to be laundered, whether or not it had a shasa kosher or not. Tanu Rabbanan. Mi dama. Now, the pasuk says, from its blood. And what do we learn from the idea of from its blood? Mi dam ksher v'lo mi dam psul. It's got to be from kosher and not from pasul. Rabbi Akiva mer haysalo shasa kosher v'nifsala don ton. Kibbutz, tumah kibbutz. If the chatas had a shas kosher, or when its dam was fit for spritzing, then it became no good. So that at that point, it does need kibbutz. Loisal shas kosher. Even if so, it didn't have the time. Ain dometon kibbutz. It doesn't. Rabbi Shimon Omer echazav yachazeh ain dometon kibbutz. I don't care what the case is. Doesn't need to have kibbutz. My time with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon iksev osa. Pasuk says it uksev midama chad lehecha dehoisal lo. Shas HaKosher. One of the exclusions is coming to exclude the case where a chatas had a Shas HaKosher and then it became puzzle. Rabbi Akiva, what does he do with the second miut? Osa Prat LeTruma, coming to exclude Truma from the Chiyav of being rinsed. Rabbi Shimon Tameh, Rabbi Shimon goes according to his own logic, the Amar Kachim Kalim Ein Tuunim Marika Ushtifa Vakoshkin Truma. Kachim Kalim don't need that process, and certainly Truma doesn't need it as well. Zok next, Heilige, Heilige Mishnah. Oh, Nitas Minatzaver ala Begit. Let's say the blood splattered from the neck of the Chatas onto the garment directly. Ein. Eno ton kibos, it does not need kibos. Minai carry to begin from the horn of the mizbeach after it's put over there. Umini yisoda from the yisod. Eno ton kibos in a kibos. Nishpachal a ritzba v'asafo. It spilled from the neck onto the floor and then he gathered it up. Eno ton kibos. Kibos is needed kibos. Right. Ein ton kibos eladam shineskava b'kli v'roi la'akaza laza. Only if it came into the kli and then it was roi and it is roi lehaza. Tanu Rabban and Yachol Nitas Min Tzaver Ala Beleg Hey Tanu Kibbutz. You thought maybe you need to do Kibbutz from that situation. Tamad Lomar Asher Yizeh Lomar Tilucha Ela Beroy La Hazah. Something to be Roy for Hazah. Tanya Yidachim in the verse it says Yachol Nitas Men Ikerinim in the Yisod Yehiton Kibos Tam Lomber Shai Yizeh Vat Lezeh Shekvar Huzak. Saluting this is already Huzad Nishvach Ala Ritzpa. The next part of the Mishnah, actually the last part of the Mishnah, is that if it spilled onto the floor and he gathered all up and on this on the garment, then it doesn't need kibbutz. Only suddenly I was accepted into a kli and is ready for azah. Beep, turn the page. Sadi Gimel Amud Beis. Hasu Lamali, what do I need this? Well, this part of the Mishnah, Matam Kom, it's coming to explain what's going on, or what's the reason. Matam Mishpach Lebritz, from Vasafa in Tolman Kibbutz. Lefi Shein Tolman Kibbutz, Ella Dam, Shein Eskava, Bekli, Roy Lazaya. Roy Lazaya, fit for sprinkling. Lamute Mar, it's coming to exclude. Lamute Kiba, Pachos, Mikidei Azaya, Bekli, Zeh, or Pachos, Mikidei Azaya, Bekli, Zeh. If you receive in two different Kalim that are less than the amount that needs for Hazaya, for being spritzed. The time within a Brisa, Bechalafta Ben Shal, Omer, Kidish, Pachos, Mikidei, then it's not considered consecrated. They asked, whatever in the case of dam of the chatos pnimius, what's going to be the din? Do we say the same din? Is it this din of the mechatos is a halacha moshim sinai, and from hilchos we don't learn out. Oh, Dilma, maybe hosa my time over there. What's the reason why by the mechatos that we say the waters would be conjugated at the same time? Dichsev, because it said v'tovel b'mayim. He's got to dip, right? He's going to dip in the water. Hachanamik said v'tovel b'dam. So maybe you would go ahead and learn out together. Toshma, let's go take a look and see. The Amar Rabbi Zrika, Amar Rabbi Elazar, af b'dam lo kiddush. Even in the case of receiving the dam and the chatos penimius, it is not mukdash. The blood is not fit for sprinkling if you received less than the necessary amount in two different kelim and put them together. The pasuk says, and the kohen shall dip his finger in the blood, but not wipe it in the blood. It's not going to be valid unless the blood has measured, has the measure that's needed for dipping from, lechatchila, from the get-go. Min hadam, then when it says from the blood, min hadam shebe inyan, it's got a sprinkle from the blood, means from the blood that's being discussed in this pasuk. Ve'itzach l'mechtav badam, it needed to say, that it's necessary for the Torah to teach the word badam, if the Torah had written only in the coin shall dip his finger, but not in the blood, I mean, I would have thought, after be the leka shi'or tevila meikaro, I would have thought that even if there was not in the blood the amount needed for dipping the sprinkling from the get-go, kasur chon of adam, therefore the word badam, to teach that the entire amount has to be received in one cleave. Kasur chon of adam, everybody said just badam and not written the dipping. Then hav amina, feel him is happening. Even if he wipes a cleave with his forefinger in order to get the blood, kasur chon of atavah, therefore it says vatavah, it's got to be dipped in the blood. Min adam shebe'inyan lamutei mai, and when it says from the blood in the shebe'inyan, what's it coming to exclude? It's coming to exclude the leftover of the dam that's on the coin's finger. This last point of year supports another tune of Lazar. The leftover dam on the coin's finger after it sprinkles are disqualified from another sprinkling. Can't be sprinkled again. Amram. Your student said the name of Amram. Tanina, we learned in a braisa that says something seemingly against this, because it says Hayamaza, the coin was sprinkling the dam of the Pachatas Penimus inside the Hechal. Vinitsa Azam Yadal, and the sprinkling splattered from his hand onto one of the Gadam on a Beged. Here's the din. Ashel, he's as long as he had not yet sprinkled the dam, Ton Kibos and his Kibos. Mishizo, once he sprinkled it, ain't Ton Kibos and his Kibos. My laugh, Hakam isn't what it's saying. Achelo Gomer Milahazos, as long as he hasn't yet finished the sprinkling of the dam when it splashes on the Kli, on his garment, the Ton Kibos. Mishigom Milahazos, ain't Ton Kibos. And therefore, it proves that the Shiraim, the coin's finger, are Roy for the sprinkling. So Gomer, lo, not so. Hakam, this is what it means to say. Ad shalo yatsa sahaza miyado, as long as the sprinkling has not yet left his hand, if some of the dam of his finger on his finger splatters on the garment, ton kibus, it needs to be kibus. Mishatsa hazam yado in ton kibus, but once the sprinkling left his hand, then it does not need kibbutz. Eisvei Abayabai comes as a kasha. Gamar l'milahazos. When he finished sprinkling the dam of the paraduma towards the Beis Hamikdash, mikenech yadu begufa shapara, he wipes the leftover blood in his hand on the body of the cow. Gamar in. That implies that when he's finished, then he goes and does it. Lo gamar lo, but not the knot. He doesn't wipe it off. Right, and he can continue springing with it. So we see that the leftover stuff in the coin's finger is actually ready to be spritzed. Amalei gamar mikanech yadu begufa shel para. When he is finished spritzing, he wipes his hand on the body of the cow. Lo gamar mikanech etzbo. But if he does not finish sprinkling, then he wipes only his finger because the leftover in his finger is not fit for sprinkling. Bishlam gamar mikanech yadu begufa shel para. Okay, it makes sense that when you finish sprinkling, he wipes his hand on the goof of the body of the cow. Shenamar v'saraf v'sapar le'inav, and shall burn the cow before his eyes. It's hide, it's flesh, it's blood. Elas bo mikanech. But upon his, what should he wipe his finger if it's supposed to be used for the next spritzing? Amar abaye b'sfas mizrak. On the rim of the bowl, kedusiv kifore zav. Like it says, golden bowls. The pasuk in Ezra, Rashi brings down that there were a list of golden bowls of the Kli Sharis I mentioned. These bowls were the kalim used to receive the dam, and the pasuk says kifore from kafar to wipe, because the coin after sprinkling the dam with the kumbanas with his finger would wipe the leftover of his finger on the edge of that bowl. And my friends, with this we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great day.